Very pleased to welcome to the show right now Browns wide receiver Greg Little. Greg, welcome.
Thanks for having me, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and thanks for taking a little time today to join us. Greg, first I want to start with your performance against Arizona. Obviously a big game for you. And, you know, I know the term breakthrough or breakout is a little overused, but it had that feeling of like the kind of game, and I know you've had some very good moments throughout this season, but that seemed like one where it was a complete game for you.
Yeah, it was definitely one where I put it all together and was able to be very productive as far as receiving and as well as a blocker as well, and was able to extend some run plays as well, and definitely just being alert and just playing with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, 5 catches, 131 yards, and of course that 76-yard touchdown, which essentially came on a broken play. Walk me through what happened there between you and Seneca Wallace.
Well, essentially, the play was for me to break across the middle at 10 yards, and the guy over top of me came on a blitz, so we're taught to just turn and look at the quarterback, but still continue on in your route if he doesn't give you the ball. And I broke across, but I noticed Seneca was scrambling to the right. So I reversed field, but still had it up towards the touchdown. And he was able to lead me and was able to take it in.
And, yeah, and I think the beauty of a play like that is that you're catching it in stride, and I noticed just how you positioned your hands and then took your whole motion toward – and I guess the instant you turn, you knew you were gone, right?
Yeah,
I knew
without a doubt that I had it. And, and I just had one guy trailing me, and after, I made him miss, I just was just overjoyed, man.
Yeah, no, it had to be a great feeling. And again, as a rookie, to have these moments, I'm sure make it even all the more special. And this, you've also been a guy who's experienced some trials and tribulations with regard to the drop passes. And you put, it looked like, obviously, in this game, you put that aside and were focused and concentrating and making those plays. But how hard had that been? Let's take it back to when you were going through this stretch of games where balls were being dropped. How much was that kind of preying on your mind, and you were dealing with that?
Not at all, man. I think once you kind of let those things, get in your mind and you kind of question your own ability, that's when you start to develop a problem. And as long as you keep the confidence in doing what got you to the NFL and doing the things that that you did earlier on in the season, you'll be okay. I mean, of course you want to catch more balls, you want to do more ball drills, you want to do things to kind of just work on those certain things, but you never want to question your own ability.
And you were doing that, right? The ball drills, the extra work. What was the process like? Are we talking like after practice, before practice?
Even before, I was having the little ordeal with the drops, I was just always would come out to practice early and stay late and, get with Colt and try to run some more routes to make sure we were on top of things and just trying to just perfect my craft in any way I could.
And how much of a role did, first of all, any other teammates have in helping you with this? Not that this team has an abundance of veterans to kind of help out a young guy like you. It's a young football team. But did anyone on the player side get involved and just try to help you through it?
Yeah, I mean, it was never really a big thing because they knew what I had displayed in practice and in camp. So nobody really, got on me at all. But Mo just said something just very brief. It's kind of like missing free throws, man. Don't worry about it. I mean, you're essentially, quote unquote, a great free throw shooter, a great pass catcher. You just got to catch it. And that was the thing.
And Coach Mike Wilson also, not just to the point of drops or catches, but guiding you right along, what have been some of the key lessons you've picked up through your first year with a guy, again, who has the credentials of being a former NFL player and certainly is going to spend a lot of his coaching time, spend a lot of that time with a rookie?
He's definitely been a big help, man. A guy that I can come to and talk about the business of football. And definitely as a player, he tells me things that, you know, I should do, things I should work on, different techniques. And this definitely how the game has evolved and using that to make me a better player as well.
Browns rookie wide receiver Greg Little joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Greg, you brought that up about the business of football and learning all that you have to try to learn about being an NFL player. What has been the biggest lesson, maybe the biggest surprise? What struck you, say, through this first season?
You're never gonna be just running gapingly wide open downfield. If you can remember to the play where Mo earlier on in the Cardinals game,
yeah,
caught a deep one against the Patrick Peterson, it was still, even though the ball was completed further downfield, it was still tight coverage, and that's what is considered open. So I think that's yeah, very, very you know, eye-popping to me, because I always would, in college, if you were caught a ball downfield, you were wide open. So,
yeah, and so those moments, those windows are very tight, and yeah, and you're mm-hmm, learning that's your window is
right,
is tight, and you work with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And in terms of for your case, you converted from running back, you've had that experience at running back, and really a brief time as a collegiate wide receiver. So those elements, I know, are always brought up in terms of, well, he's got to go through that learning curve. Do you feel you're beyond that as we head into now the week 16 of the season?
Yeah, to a certain degree. I never feel like you can learn. You're never done learning. I learn how to do things in game is where I learn the most, because it's a full speed, it's full contact. So that's where I learned the most from, and I understand that, you know, the way guys play me, oftentimes I'm going to get the repeat of that until I beat that look or that technique. So,
sure.
I mean, it's never really over and done with thing that you can never learn.
How much of an adjustment was it to catch the rock from Seneca on Sunday compared to what you had been doing most of your season and from training camp on from Colt?
None at all, man. They're both really great quarterbacks. They're both really great leaders. Of course, the obvious thing is Colt is a lot younger than Seneca, and Seneca has played in this offense for, you know, 7 or 8 years now. So his comfortability is you know, a little bit more relaxed than Colt, I would say. But as far as making plays and you know, a skill set, I think they're very compatible in that aspect.
And are they guys who challenge you? In other words, if it's a wrong route, a drop or whatever,
yeah,
make darn sure that, hey, get this right or you're not going to see the ball next time. Do you ever get those kinds of conversations from either one?
No. They're very hands-on, but they want you to succeed. And oftentimes they need us as wide receivers, as running backs, as tight ends to help them out. Even though it may be a bad ball, go grab it or go disrupt it so it's not an interception. Or, you know, when they throw a perfect ball and it's a catch, make somebody miss, you know, extend that. So,
a few games ago, of course, the Browns played the Ravens, 24-10 loss, really a game that left everybody with a very bad feeling because it was a beatdown in Cleveland. Now you get to face them in Baltimore on Saturday. What is the mindset on this rematch, especially based on what took place when you guys last met?
Well, I don't really feel as if the score reflected how close the game actually could have been. You know, we were very tight in the red zone when the score was 7-3 or it was just 10-0, it may have been. 10-0. And we were just only got a field goal out of it. And we were, I think we were inside the five, I want to say. And then up until that point, we're only down a score. And they get a special teams touchdown. So it's not really like they pounded it out or, you know, they just got a big play in that aspect. So the game's, you know, 17 to 3. And with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you know, I also feel like we're only down two touchdowns. So I feel like we can, with a play on special teams or a play on defense and a touchdown on offense, we're in the game. And then, you know, we had too many three and outs. And, you know, we let the guy get open in the running game. Right. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, the score didn't really reflect how close of a game it could have been.
So in terms of approaching it this time around, what do you gauge your mindset and whatever you can, as best you can in the locker room just on this challenge and how I know you guys want, the bottom line is you want to finish the season strong, but they're a contending team and they're in that division and it's not an easy chore no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know what to expect this time. We know we got to stop the runner, and we got to be able to run the ball. And as receivers, we got to be able to break tackles and extend the reception. So I think we're very well in getting prepared and to play. And, you know, we can only, rally around the guys in the locker room, and we're definitely not throwing a towel in. It's going to be a battle.
And you sense with Seneca now in there again that there's a little bit – there was a spark. There was a momentum that you seem to have in that Arizona game. You think that can carry over?
Yes, I do. I do. You know, that's one of the things Seneca said, that, you know, he commended us a lot on the effort and on the way we came out and on the way to try in the battle to win. We never – let go or back down, but this league is all about playmakers, guys that make plays when it counts. So that's what it is. That's what, you know, the ball's at right now.
Great, Greg. Thank you so much. Good luck on Saturday,
and we
look forward to talking with you again.
All right, thanks.
Browns rookie wide receiver Greg Little joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports. It's in the game.